going to kill him. I just am. I tell my husband to take the kitchen garbage to the town dump, and what does he do? He takes my fucking dirty laundry bag instead. Oh, sure. I know I put my dirty laundry in those same white kitchen garbage bags. Heck, I put everything in those bags. But you would think he would just look to double check. And I'm not sure I like the idea of him mistaking my dirty underwear for the kitchen garbage. I think I've been insulted. But no matter. I sure dragged his sorry butt to the dump, and we worked there for over an hour trying to find the bag. But it had been 2 hours since he dumped it, and it was hot. And it really smelled down there, too, inside that refuse trailer. And it was all dirty and yucky. But he tried. I'll give him that. And now he's off with his buddies for the rest of the day so I can have the house to myself. And I know just exactly what I'm going to do, too. I'm going to do some online shopping to replace all those nice bras and panties and socks that I lost with more expensive stuff. And then I'll make them pay for it. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll put it on his charge card. And I might even play with my dildo, too. I'm so fucking horny, and I need a cock really, really bad, too. Oh, crap. Somebody's at the door. Hello? Hey, what do you have in your hand? Is that mine? Is that for me? Where did you find that? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a lifesaver. I could just hug you. Except, you're all stinky dirty. But come on in anyway. I'm so glad you found my bag of dirty laundry. But how'd you know where to bring it? Oh, you looked through it and found some old paper receipts in the bag with our name on it? Yes, it is an unusual name, isn't it? And smart thinking on your part, too, to look us up in the phone book. But gosh, I'm just so grateful. Come on in. Let me get you a drink or something. Maybe some nice ice-cold water. Oh, don't worry about your clothes. You worked real hard digging through all that muck and stuff just to find this for me. Yes, well, I guess I did make quite a fuss down there at the dump. I'm not one to contain my emotions, you know. I think everybody must have heard me bitch and moan. Were you there? I know I embarrassed myself. You heard me, and you decided to try and help me after we gave up and left. You're so sweet. You must be a very nice man. Here, my husband isn't home right now, and you sure look a mess and probably want to get cleaned up. Why don't you just use the guest bathroom and take a shower and get all cleaned up, and I'll wash your clothes for you, kind of as a reward. How's that sound? Great. Just follow me. Right in here. Just go ahead and take off your clothes and leave them on the bathroom floor and take a nice hot shower. There's no hurry. My husband won't be back for a few hours. Oh, goody. Goody, goody, goody. I got my dirty laundry bag. And, I'm so happy. Let me just dump it here in my bed and make sure it's all here. Let's see. There's my purple bra, my pink bra, my leopard bra, my black lace one, my red one. That one never fit anyway. It was too small, and my tits hung out all over the place. Yes, they're all here. And now for my panties. I got the ones that have the day of the week printed on them, so I know what day it is. Yeah, I'll get them all lined up here in the bed. Let's see, there's Sunday, and here's Monday, and Tuesday, and where's Wednesday? And here's Thursday. And Friday's missing, too. And I'm wearing Saturday. I got two pairs of panties missing. But I know they were in this dirty laundry bag. I wonder, do you think? Nah, why would some young college-age guy want an older woman's panties? Except, come to think of it, Those were the 2 days that I was surfing porn on the internet, and I was rubbing my clit through my nylon panties, and they got all wet, and it felt so good. Soft as silk nylon touching my clit, my cunt juices soaking through, and I had the most fantastic orgasm both days, and just thinking about it gets me excited. But wait. Why, that dirty little pervert. I bet he stole my panties and used them to jerk off. He wrapped my cum-soaked panties around his hard cock and stroked himself and came over all over my panties, I bet. Why, that dirty little weasel. And he had the nerve to show up at my doorstep all sweetness and light? Huh. We'll just see about that. I'm going to march right in there right now and confront him. No, I better not. He's in the shower, all naked. I don't know if I want to confront an all-naked man right now. Better I should sneak in and check his clothing. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll sneak in. His pile of dirty clothes is over there. I'll just take a quick peek while he's still in the shower, using up all my fucking hot water, that dirty, rotten bastard. Here's his socks. Yuck. Ooh. And his shirt. Good quality label on the shirt. And his jeans. Size 36 waist. Gosh. I wonder what he looks like naked. And look at that worn spot where his zipper fly is. It's a lighter shade of denim blue than the rest of his jeans. And kind of worn looking. And it's a really big area, too. I wonder. And there's his boxers. Oh, I hope nobody saw that. And there, oh, nobody saw me sniff his boxers. And look, yuck, ooh, they're all wet in the front. I wonder, did he jerk off in my panties and then put his boxers back on? And is that a cum stain? His cum? It kind of smells like cum. Tastes like it, too. It is cum. Oh, God. It's been so long since I've tasted a man's cum. Since I felt a man shooting his load inside my cunt. I wonder. He's still in the shower. He doesn't know I'm out here. Maybe if I just take my panties off and rub my cunt with his cum-stained boxers, they're still wet. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels so good. Rubbing a young cock's cum into my married cunt. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. The shower stopped running, and he's opening the shower door. And he's going to see me. He's going to be looking for his clothes. He's going to want his boxers first. And I'm holding them right up here against my cunt. And I'm rubbing it. Rubbing his cum into my cunt. Oh, God, he's going to see me. What to do? What to do? Don't panic. Don't panic. Oh, hi. Are you done with your shower already? Your clothes? You want your clothes? Well, I haven't had a chance to wash them yet. Why, no. I haven't seen your boxers. Are you sure you are wearing them? Nothing. I don't have anything behind my back. And I certainly don't have your dirty boxers in my hand behind my back. No, sir. I'm not going to show you what's in my hand. What, these? These are my husband's boxers. I don't care if they look just like yours. These are my husband's, I swear. And I carry them around with me all the time. For luck. Yeah. Like a good luck charm. Yeah. No, you can't see them. Get away from me. Your towel's slipping. Don't you dare come one step closer. You stay away from me. Oh! You got them. Yeah, what a coincidence, huh? You and my husband wear the exact same color, style, size, and brand of boxers. Yep, 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 it's a coincidence. I can't make this stuff up. Just one of those life coincidences that you read about all the time in the newspaper. But, while we're on the subject, I'm missing two pair of my panties, too. You wouldn't happen to know anything about that, would you? Yeah, right. You know, we're bullshitting each other, don't you? All right, I'll confess. I thought you stole my panties to jerk off in, and I was mad. So I thought I'd steal your boxers, too. And then I found those wet cum stains on your boxers, and I couldn't help myself. I just wanted to rub your cum into my married cunt to see what another man's cum would feel like. And I liked it. I liked feeling your cum on my cunt lips. But I'd rather get it directly from the source, if you know what I mean. So, what do you say? You got any problems with fucking this married older woman, huh? With sticking your big fat cock inside this mature cunt? I can see you don't have a problem because your cock is about ready to poke a hole through your towel. So why don't you just drop that towel and come to mama? You know you want it. That's why you rooted through all that garbage at the dump just to find my missing laundry. You saw me and you wanted me. And you knew what to do to get me. And now that you have me, what are you gonna do with me? Huh? You've done nothing but stare at my big fat tits since you got here. Do you like looking at my deep cleavage? I know you already know what bra size I wear because you rooted through my dirty laundry. Yeah, that's right. Size 42D cup. You like a woman with big tits, baby? Huh? You wanna see 'em? Huh? You want to see them in person so you don't have to imagine what they look like? Here, let me take my top off. You like that, baby? Huh? You like seeing how my tits fill out my bra? Huh? Go ahead. Touch them. Feel them. Kiss them. Now take off my bra. Yeah, that's the way, baby. Yeah. Now suck my big, huge nipples in your mouth. Lick them. Lick my nipples. Bite them. Gently now. Ow! Now smooth that bite mark over with your tongue. Yeah, that's the way. Your mouth is so warm on my nipples, baby. And your tongue. Soothing over my nipples. Those nibbles you took. Oh, God, that feels so good, baby. Let me touch you. Let me wrap my hand around your cock, baby. Yeah. So nice and big. So hard. So thick. So firm. God, I love your cock. I want it. I want to feel my lips around it. Please, baby. Please let me suck it. Please. After all, I let you suck my nipples. Now it's only fair that you let me suck your cock. I'll just sit here on the john and you get up real close to me. And, licking your balls. Taking them in my mouth. Rolling them. And Now back up your shaft. Licking your head. Licking your precum. Taking your cock inside my mouth again. You like that, baby? Huh? You like filling this married woman's mouth with your hard cock? You like fucking my mouth, huh? You like seeing how deep I can take you? That's the way, baby. Grab my head and fuck my face. I want you to. Yeah, fuck me, baby. Fuck my face. Fuck my throat. I bet you want to come down my throat too, don't you? Well, I'm not going to let you. Not until you eat me. Eat my married cunt. Here, let me crawl up on the bathroom counter, my arse on the edge, my legs spread wide open. Now get your face in there and eat me. Lick my gash. Can you see how wet I am for you, baby? Can you see how my cunt juices are flowing? Now taste me. Stick your cung in there and lick my gash. Lick my clit. Suck on my clit. You're gonna make me go if you do that again. Oh, your tongue's swirling around my clit. Ow. Ow. Never quite touching it. Oh. Oh. Making me want to squirm all over and grab your head and hold your face and my cunt and fuck myself on your nose while your tongue fucking me. Oh my God. I can't stand it. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm just going home. Fuck me. Stick your cock inside me. I'm coming. Hurry up. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, my God, I can't stand it. Oh, fill me with your seed as I come at your cock. Fill me. Fuck me. Balls deep. Spray a load inside me. Oh, God. Do it. Oh, I need it. I need to feel you fill me up with your hot spunk. Give me your baby seed. Oh, God, you're beating my cervix. Fuck me. Give it to me. I fucking need your dirty baby-making seed inside me. Oh, shoot it. Shoot your load, because I'm coming on your fucking cock. Oh, God, you're rubbing my clit so good when you fuck me. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, God, baby, that felt so good. Yeah. I don't know. I can't tell if I'm comfortable or not. I'm all squished up here on the counter. Like this as you stand there with your cock slowly deflating from my wet, sloppy fuckhole. I'll let you know how I feel once I get some feeling back. But right now, you just made me a puddle. A warm puddle filled with your manly spunk. Do you see it, baby? Huh? Do you see it dripping out of my wet fuckhole? Yeah, you did that. Are you proud of yourself? Huh? You like fucking this married woman's cunt, huh? Now come up here and let me clean your cock. Yeah, I want to suck our combined juices off your cock. My cunt juices and your spunk juices. You know, my husband won't be home for another few hours. Let's go take a nap on my marriage bed, and then we can fuck some more. And what the hell's your name, anyway? That's a nice name. But I think I'm going to call you Sugar Cum, because that's what you are to me. And I have a sweet tooth that will never be satisfied with just one fuck from you.